We now begin the 11th Perek of Maseches Zvachim. This is Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, 11:1. And the topic of most of this Perek is going to revolve around the drashas that come out of Psukim that have to do with the Chatas. Let me read them to you, and I'll emphasize right now the operative points that we'll discuss in the next couple of Mishnahs, so you can focus on them right away. We're reading here from Vayikra Perek Vav, chapter 6 of Vayikra. Starting from here from Pasuk Yud Ches, 18. It says, Deber el Aaron vel banav lemor, zos toras hachatas. This is the law of the chatas, and we'll be darshing that. We'll show there's a unified law that applies to chatos in general. Bimkom asher tishachet ha'ola, in the place where you have to shecht an ola, meaning the, because it's also kachi kachi, as we described, it has to be done on the tzafon, the northern part of the Azara. Tishachet hachatas of the Hashem kodesh kadoshim hi. So too, that's the place where you will slaughter the chatas offering, meaning before Hashem, in the Azara, temple courtyard, because it is Kodesh Kadashim, Kachi Kachim. That's the first of the three psuk I'm going to focus on right now. And here, notice this Tishachet, it's for slaughtering, okay? As opposed to, we'll see Malika later on. The second pasuk Yotes says, HaKohen HaMechate Osa, the Kohen who carries out the procedure of the chatas, Yochlena, he will eat the chatas. We're going to see, of course, that we know already from before that the chatas is limited to being eaten by Kohanim in the Azara because of the Kachi Kachim status. And the second part of the pasuk says, B'makom kadosh te'achel b'chatzar ohel moed. It has to be eaten specifically in a kodesh place. That's where it's eaten. And again, we're going to focus on the fact that it's we're talking about eaten things, perhaps. Which is the Ohel Moed Chatzer, the court of the temple court of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, that is in the time of the Mishkan, but in the Mikdash, the base of Mikdash, again, the Chatzer is the equivalent of the Azara. And the third pasuk says, Kol asher yiga bivsara yikdash, whatever, literally means whatever touches its flesh will become kodesh, consecrated. That we'll discuss a little later on in the parak, but it has to do with the transfer of taste. Think of like kashas, blios, that's so there's essentially if you, the taste of or from chatas goes on to other food. The food would be treated with the same stringencies, but that's for a little later on in the perek. Va'asher yizeh midama al habeged asher yizeh aleha techabes b'makom kadosh. The second pasuk says, if va'asher yizeh midama, if some of its blood splashes, and again, midama here will tell you. There's a mem that's a mute there. Al beged asher yizeh aleha, onto a beged, specifically something called a beged, translated as garment for now, that it splashes upon it. So then, techabes b'makom kadosh, you have to launder that garment, that beged, in a kodesh place, meaning the azara. So that means, essentially, if chatas blood gets splashed onto the clothing, say, of the kohen, so then the clothing the Kohen is wearing that has the splash on it, that must be, the blood spot must be laundered out in the Azara itself. Okay, that's just the Pesukim here. Now, the Mishnah will discuss this at length. So here, we start with Mishnah Aleph. It says, Dam chatas shenitaz al habeged, if the blood of a chatas offering splatters onto a garment, Hareze ta'un kibus, it requires laundering. And the kibus here, the laundering, is actually a very special technique, such as like, you know, washing with water or something. Can't use Tide detergent. You have to use the specific seven reagents, the seven ingredients that are listed in Maseches Nida. When we talk about a blood stain to be removed. So it's a very specific seven different, I'll call them chemicals, reagents that are used to detergents, to launder, in a specific order. Afalpi she'ein hakasav medaber ela. Even though the pasuk in context is talking about korbanos that are chatos that are eaten, remember we said a kohen hamechate osa yochlena, he should eat it, and b'makom kadosh te'achel, it'll be eaten in a kodesh place. So we're talking about context seems to be about edible, the korbanos which you eat, and of course chatos come in two varieties. You have the inner chatos and the outer chatos. Inner chatos, those five, you know, parim and serum and nisrafim, they don't get eaten, they're nisrafim, they get burned, they're not eaten. Nevertheless, we're going to be talking about the rules apply equally if the blood came from a panimios, an inner chatas, or an outer chatas. And the Mishnah says that inside, Even though the pasuk is in context talking about the kind of chatos that can be eaten, shneimer, as the pasuk says, "V'makom kadosh te'achel," it should be eaten in a kodesh place. Nevertheless, echad ha'ne'acheles ve'echad ha'primis, whether you're talking about a chatas that's eaten, meaning a regular chatas kavua from a yachid, a private person's chatas, or even like the communal chatos, you know, brought on the moadim and Shabbos, etc. Still relates to Moadim and Rosh Chodesh. So still, to unos kibos, they still require laundering. Those both need laundering. Shnemar, Torah Sachatas. Back in the beginning we said, Zos Torah Sachatas, and that implies the law of the Chatas in a singular, Torah Achas L'chol Chatos, that the one rule applies equally to all kinds of Chatos, meaning whether they're inner or outer chatos, the laws apply the same, that the blood must be laundered in the scenarios we'll describe later on in the following Mishnayos, but the point is, the blood needs to be laundered even though it's talking about eating, even for non-edible chatos. Now, just one point, there is another category of chatos, which is the chatas ha'of, the bird sin offering, but actually that does not apply, meaning if the blood from a bird gets on the Kohen's garment, it need not be laundered in the Azara. The reason why is because the pasuk talks about Asher tishachet ha'ola, tishachet ha'chatas. We're talking about the slaughtering of chataos with a shchita, with a knife. And of course, the bird, chatas ha'of, doesn't get shchita, it gets malika with the fingernail. And that being the case, it wouldn't apply. And therefore, the blood of a chatas ha'of, a bird, chatas, does not require kibos laundering inside the Azara.